and this is where they're going to pipe the flooding away to the local farmers' land down onto the river. And this has been the scene of flash flooding. Every time there's heavy rain, the road here is blocked, and on a number of occasions, people have been trapped on their cars. So it's very much welcome that the council has finally taken it in hand to clear the flooding away.
I'm sure you've been speaking with residents, and I'm sure they're quite relieved that this work is finally being carried out.
Absolutely. Actually, two flash floods and just residents are at what's end. And unfortunately, been in the Fun Valley, there's quite a few other serious floodings in Castle Fun and Schooley, Kelly Garden, the Albafay area. But as I say, with the roads money at the moment decimated, it's just down to the council to try and gather up money here and there and prioritise flooding. So I know they are delighted at long last, because there's been incidents there last winter where residents had to go out at night and go out and actually pull people out of their cars and get them out. So it was actually very, very serious. But as I say, at least the council, and we do have a very good team locally here, it's just disappointing that they're not getting the resources to be able to go out and do a lot of this work.
As you've mentioned, it's just one area that's going to be resolved. Are you going to be pushing for the other areas to be fixed also?
Yes, I have no doubt the council will have exhausted all the money they had here locally this year. But, you know, really, it's up to the government to try and bring some money into the area to try and do this.